I'm quite lucky that most of my training is outdoors on the road. We don't really use facilities, maybe the gym a couple of times a week, but yeah, the general plan for training is not really affected too much. So we're trying to keep to the routine at the minute, and I guess we were hoping to race in May. There was a World Cup in Belarus, and obviously that's gone as well. So we're going to try and maybe simulate some kind of a time trial in the start of May, and hopefully some point in May then we might have clarity if the rest of the season is going to be completely gone, or there might be some races in the autumn or something. So we're trying to stay positive and stay training at the minute.
From your own point of view, we were speaking to Chloe earlier from the badminton perspective, and she and Sam still had some qualification matches to play, and they hadn't quite pinned down qualification for Tokyo yet. That isn't an issue with you, as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, you have qualified, so you will go to Tokyo as of right whenever it takes place.
Yeah, I think we were kind of weren't sure how it was going to work, but I think they came out today or yesterday and they said any athletes who have already qualified for this season will be automatically given their spots for next year. So that's a relief, definitely, for me to know that I can go into the winter training knowing that I'm already selected for next summer. So it's definitely a massive weight off the shoulders. And I suppose anyone who's put the work in to get qualified for this year does deserve to have their place kept for them for next season.